Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. It's time for this hour's code word so you can win some Disneyland tickets. We've got them all week long from 7.05 on the five afters all the way through 6.05 in Janie's show. This hour's code word is wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R. Take the word wonder to RadioAlice.com and enter it in on the contest page. This is not a text-in contest. You got to take the word wonder and bring it to RadioAlice.com. That'll get you entered to win a four-pack of tickets, whatever they're called. I mean, it's a grouping of tickets where four people can get in. A four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. This hour's code word is WONDER. Take it to RadioAlice.com. You'll also be qualified for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is wonder. Bad advice. We've been doing it for years. I would, you know, feel like we're pretty good at it at this point, but we haven't really done it on the main show. And last week we got a pretty good one. So I was.
It was a regular part of our podcast that we don't do anymore. So yeah. People were missing it. We had heard from people saying, I missed that segment. I wish you'd do it again. Well, here it is.
Yeah. So if you have a problem you'd like us to solve. And it can be any problem. I mean, if you ever heard the secret show, there is a reason it was a secret. We didn't want anyone to know the kind of stuff we were talking about. And it was completely uncensored. I'm sure it's still available wherever podcasts are sold. They're free.
But we didn't want our moms to hear us talking like that.
We did not want our moms to hear us talking like that. My mom would listen all the time.
I know.
She'd be like,
because
let me tell you about me and your dad. No.
It's a fun show.
La, 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 la,
it was super
la.
Fun. People loved it.
Yes.
In fact, they used to turn out anytime we did it live.
Yep.
Wherever that was.
It was a good time.
Yep.
So we're going to do some bad advices. We have a little email set up for you. If you have a problem, no matter how big or how small, no matter what it's about, you can be anonymous. Please put that right at the top of the letter.
Not at the end.
Not after you've
it's
given us your
late.
Name at the bottom. And badadvice973@gmail.com. Badadvice973@gmail.com. You stumble across something in your life, you're like, I don't know what to do about this. Well, you got some pals here. We'll help you out. Maddie's out sick with COVID, so unfortunately we won't be able to hear his advice today. But maybe he'll give us some input later.
Might actually be good advice today.
Oh, did you not like his advice last week? I don't remember him saying, we got a couple of people liked our advice last week. Let me see if I can grab these real fast.
Maddie definitely has a unique history and childhood, so he comes from a different place.
Oh, and he was friends still with all his exes, so
that's
he was
one
like,
of them.
That's
not,
what it
yeah.
was.
But the whole, his mom brought him to bars and he would just play and eat pickles. That's weird.
I know.
That's unique.
Well, she was like, I don't know, picking up next dad.
I don't know.
Something.
I don't know about that.
Let's see here. Julie, Kimiko, Summer, all asking, saying that they liked that it and sharing their own situations with the ex, the proximity of the ex being a little uncomfortable, which is what we
got
had.
It.
So thanks for the feedback to all of them. Okay. So today's is, the subject is help, my cat is ruining my love life. So I was like, okay, I'll bite. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and COVID guy, my cat, you can call her Muffin.
And we will.
Yeah.
Right.
Vinny has a long-running history with Muffin, which has got to be why this person picked that name. My cat, you can call her Muffin, absolutely hates every guy I date. I'm not exaggerating. She's hissed or attacked at least three former boyfriends, peed on one guy's shoes. Once in the middle of a hot makeout session, she leapt onto the guy's back and bit his ear. The crazy thing is, it's not all guys. It's just guys I'm interested. She loves my dad and my brother, so it's not like just guys I'm touching because I hug them when they come over. My current boyfriend, who I would actually like to keep, says he won't come over again until I, quote, deal with it. You got to deal with that cat. The cat hisses at him and cries outside my bedroom door with these weird yowls until we come back out again. And then she just starts hissing at him again.
Well, that's it. Okay, go on.
My friend says cats can mirror our inner emotions, which sounds a little
woo-woo.
A little woo-woo to me too. But I think maybe she's just the cat, Muffin, is just a jealous psycho who wants me single forever. So do I rehome my cat or my man?
Does she say how long she's been with this new guy?
No, she just says current boyfriend. And she lives in C in Fremont. I don't know if I should say her name or not.
No, well, this one doesn't seem that bad. Clearly the cat's possessive. And when you're with someone you really like, the cat's, jealous psycho.
Mm.
I also think that this is one of those things as a guy,
yeah.
I always felt, and it turns out it's kind of a show because now I live with a bunch of girls and they're the messiest humans on the planet. But I used to go to girlfriends' houses and I always felt like, oh my gosh, everything smells so good.
How clean.
And there's wonderful lotions I can borrow, like, you know, face lotions and things.
And they're like, that's $100 an ounce. You just slathered it all over your face.
Right. So there's a reason guys want to go to her house.
Yeah.
And it was always like, oh my gosh, the bedding smells so good and everything matches around here. But in reality, just go to his house.
Yeah.
Just go to his house.
She doesn't bring that up. I wonder if that's like their only, he's saying he won't come over again until she deals with it.
Yeah, go to his house. That's it. Go to his house.
Yeah. Maybe he lives further away.
Well,
like, why would that even be a problem if that was the option? Well, my cat doesn't like you, so I'm just going to come to your house.
Yeah.
Like, there might be logistics involved. Like, she works here.
There might
be,
but
who
think
knows?
That she's just lazy. I think that the reality is she's just got to go to his house. Your cat doesn't like the guy or any of the guys you date. You got to go to their house.
All right. Let's say we get on down the line, though. And now he's like,
you can't, okay.
I would like to have a relationship with you that involves us being in the same place. Like, long term, this cat's a problem.
This is what I think. You cannot rehome an animal. That's what I believe. I believe when you buy an animal or get an animal or adopt an animal in whatever way, you have made a commitment.
Yeah.
The cat. Now, if they're ruining your life, okay. I'm sure some, because you're going to start taking that out on the animal that's ruining your life. I understand that's not the right move. You probably want to rehome that. And if you can find someone great, great. But look, I was with Christina. I'm allergic to cats.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out a way to make that work, though.
Right.
Now, I'll give you another example, though. This lady
so
I date.
Should he dope the cat then? And then the cat passes out.
No, you can't do that.
Until you leave.
There was a lady that I dated in the East Bay when this was in, like, I got back in August of 08 here.
Yeah.
I was probably dating her by December of 08 or something.
Oh, yeah, it was like around Halloween, I think.
No, this was after that girl.
When you came back, got it.
So I'm dating this girl and I go to her house. She's in the East Bay and she has a cat.
Mm.
She's got a cat. I don't think anything of it though, because we're having fun. I got on her bed naked and got exposed to whatever that cat dander is.
So the cat would sleep on her bed.
I guess. I mean, it was her cat. It was all over her apartment and it was all over me. And I was itchy to the point of, I got to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go.
And then, so did you break up with her over?
No. I mean, we hung out, but I mean,
is that one of the reasons you broke up with her though?
No. I was very quick, new back in town and wasn't looking for long-term anything yet.
Mm.
Anyway, my point is you can figure it out.
Yeah.
He can figure it out. You guys can make it work. First of all, go to his house. What do you think?
I think that he should house sit for her for a week. Forced exposure to the cat, feeding the cat. I mean, keep a rake nearby to keep it away from you because it's coming at you to bite you.
No, that's brilliant.
Claw you.
You just did it.
Oh, did I?
I think you just did it.
I've had a couple days with this, though. I've been thinking about it for a couple of days. And I just feel like a cat will get used to you. Cat will get used to anything. It's even like introducing another cat is always a problem. Like even we had two cats, one of them died. And a year or so later, we got a little kitten. And that cat wanted to eat that kitten. He hated that cat. And they wound up a year or so later. By the time the cat was grown up, they were thick as thieves. But it took him some time. He hated that cat. He'd walk around the house bitching, like, just like seething mad that we brought this other cat into the house.
I think I'm not a cat guy, but like the cat we had, her cat that
Leo?
Became part of our family as a
group,
unit.
Yeah.
He was a jerk.
Oh.
He was always a jerk. And he also used to go to the bathroom on the carpet no matter what.
Ugh.
It was his way of saying bleep you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are those
cats
animals.
They can be
really nasty. So I don't know if it's worth it. But I do think what you just said is a possibility. He may have to just be the exclusive feeder of the cat for like switch houses.
Right. For a week or whatever. I mean, if he is into you and you're not, because I agree with you. I think it's, unless some perfect situation pops up and the old cat lady down the street is like, I just must have this cat. Like, you can't just take your cat for a Chicago ride. As my friend Richard used to tell me all the time of Dick and Chumley fame. What, you want me to take that cat for a ride? A little Chicago ride?
Bob?
I think that her friend had a good suggestion. Maybe the cat is trying to tell her something. So I think she needs...
Every time she brings a dude...
Well, she... I think, first things first, she needs to take a good hard look at this man and see if there are any red flags she's been ignoring and address those. If she's confident that this is a good person, she needs to have a sit-down conversation with the cat, explain he's not going anywhere.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, she tells the cat.
Yeah, you gotta talk to that cat. You gotta tell that cat.
Who's woo-woo now?
It can't hurt, okay?
She likes the woo-woo.
Then,
of course she does.
Then maybe, if that doesn't work, you could just leave the door, the boyfriend could just leave the door open next time he comes over.
Oh, like maybe when they go in the bedroom?
No, maybe the cat will just...
leave?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. It's like a Chicago ride, but a little bit.
But it's your own fault.
You don't have to drive anywhere. Oops. I let the cat out. Yeah, she goes... Come over and house sit and cat sit and take care of the cat. And she comes back. He's like, I just don't know where it is. I don't know where it went. It door dashed.
They do disappear sometimes.
They certainly do.
Leo did that to us at one point, was gone for 2 days, came back like nothing happened. And we were, dude, we looked everywhere for you. What are you doing? Meow. That's all you got to say for yourself?
Yeah, I'm really hungry. I mean, it's been 2 days since I got a solid meal.
The thing about cats is that you might think that you're their owner and that you let them live with you, but really the cat is letting you live with them.
Right.
The cat is in charge. Cats are very powerful creatures. I probably won't live with a cat again because they're
just... Oh, did you have a cat incident?
I've had a lot of cat incidents. We had a lot of cats growing up and they're drama.
My daughter is cat crazy, and we're going to end up with another one.
Mm.
Cat crazy. She loves cats.
Mm.
And yesterday, I can probably pull it up on my screen.
This is the cheetah kid, too? Like, she loves cheetahs. Mm-hmm. She's into cats.
She said yesterday while we were driving home, because we were bragging about fixing her fish tank and what a great job we did. And she said, I'm going to have a Siberian forest cat when I'm 10. And I was all, what?
Look at her willing to wait 3 years for
a designer cat.
I looked it up.
Oh, it looks like a Maine Coon cat, but more gray.
A Maine what?
Maine Coon. It's a breed.
I'd have to look that one up.
It looks just like that. It's like a what is that called? Tabby when they have the brown and black stripes or whatever. Just like, you know, big fluffy cat.
I don't. But I she's cat crazy.
Mm.
And right now it's going to be a Siberian forest
cat.
Cat.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it. So did you tell her when she's 10 she could have one? Why
I didn't, but because it's going to be a while, and the fish was our way of explaining that there's work and, you know,
it's a responsibility.
Every single day it's, did you feed William the fish? No. Okay, well, let's go do that.
Yeah.
Every day. So we're still not at the place where she's taking up the...
Does she not have Mr. Rogers to help her with that? Like, every day you come in, you switch to your indoor shoes, put on your sweater, and go feed the fish. That's what you do. And then it's playtime.
I don't know, but it's one of those things that she's learning. It's work.
Yeah.
You got to take care of these things. Right? They're depending on you.
And a fish is about as low maintenance as it gets, with the exception of that once in a while changing out the water and scraping the yuck off the inside of the glass.
That was a whole thing, man. Oh, really. My goodness.
But it's such a good feeling when it's finally done.
Yes.
415 says, Muffin needs to have her boyfriend pee in the litter box. I'm a guy who's dated gals with angry cats. It works.
Oh!
Going in their litter box works?
Are you sure that? Is that like a power statement?
I don't know, but all I know is cats actually don't like to share litter boxes.
Are we talking about number one?
I mean, I hope so.
I was assuming so.
I'm asking.
I read the whole text. I have all the information you have.
Read the text again.
Muffin.
Muffin.
Muffin needs to have her boyfriend go in the cat's litter box. I'm a guy who's dated gals with angry cats, and it works.
So is the angry cat thing like a thing?
Yes, cats have a direct line to the devil.
Oh.
Some of them turn towards the light, and some of them play in the darkness.
Leo was mean af.
Mm. Did you have both kids by the time he passed?
I don't think so. Maybe, but I have a hard time sort of putting everything in its place. I'm a one day at a time guy.
I just remembered Hooman and Garage Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Cats.
415 says, by the way, Vinny is right. Go to his place, get the guy's hoodie, his socks, introduce the smells to the cat. She's lazy. She's not doing enough to get the intros going.
Hmm.
Yeah. I feel like at least she needs to.
Well, she can write back.
Talk to the cat.
If you want to give us, I mean, we've raised some valid questions here. C in Fremont. You can definitely update me.
I think the easiest try, if this guy's super into her, is what you said. You got it. I would absolutely be, there's no way I'm giving you one. I would fight you for it.
I'm well aware.
But I think you got this one, man.
I do feel like the cat will eat. And if you're the one feeding it, that might be the way. If it works logistically,
it's not
places.
It's not to take over as the primary.
No.
I feed Ripley all the time. When me and Ripley are, that's our dog, are alone, she's great with me and loves me and follows me around. But when Mama's there, she is Mom's dog.
Mm.
That's Mom's dog.
Mm. She's the lead sheep in the flock.
Yes, absolutely.
510 says, my mom always says the difference between cats and dogs is dogs have owners, cats have staff. Patrick.
they do want what they want. Like when they come in and they sleep all day and they're out all night, at my cats are, and they will come in and they'll start whining until I sit down on the couch, and then they come up and I gotta pet them and stroke them and they settle down, and then I can put them next to me on the couch and get up and leave. But they're like a baby. You know how like a kid is so cranky and like needy until you're like, it's time for bed. Come on, let's, you know, time to go down for a nap.
That's cute.
It sounds cute, but it's actually like, Jesus, I'm in the middle of something. The only way to shut these cats up is to give them their daily massage that apparently I'm on the hook for. Come on.
I like it.
Anyway, see in Fremont, I hope that we helped you with your cat problem.
Another successful bad advice, everyone.
Yay. You can send response.
Stadium applause. Do you have that?
Oh. Do you see it somewhere?
No. I can't see anything. There you go. Well, that'll work.
Oh, yeah.
Another great segment of bad advice, everyone. Good job out of you, Sarah.
Oh,
you did it.
Thank you, Vinny. I'll take the win. Badadvice973@gmail.com. You can certainly send reactions or other ideas. I don't know if I'll get to them, but maybe. That's fun. And if you've got a problem of your own, see, no problem too big, no problem too small.
What were you guys using? Woo-woo? Is it woo-woo?
The lady saying, oh, they mirror our inner emotions.
Yeah, she's crazy. No, the lady, this one.
Yeah, no, she went. She was the one who said woo-woo.
Sit the cat down.
And tell it. Just tell it how it's going to be.
It's at least worth a shot. Have the conversation.
I suppose it is at least worth a shot. Maybe the cat is smarter than we think.
Or it's, you know, thinking, I'm going to scratch your eyes out first chance I get. Punk.
Well, it seems to like her is the boyfriend who should be in fear for his eyeballs. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh.
After these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen all day at 5 after each hour for your chance to win 4 packs of tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. hundreds of new and pre-owned Fords in stock and ready to roll? Find Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara or online at frontierford.com. That's where I got my Mach-E.
Yours, it's beautiful. That
I
is
love
a sexy car.
That car.
Yeah.
Love
it. That's a good one, Ben.
And as scared as I, or worried, I shouldn't say scared, as worried as I was about going electric, I also love that too.
Mm.
It's great.
Yeah.
So go to Frontier Ford in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Sunny and 80 is your high temp today. It's going to be another really great October day in Northern California.
We did our Halloween decorations yesterday and it was just like the perfect temperature. And, you know, we're out there with the ladder hanging things up.
So you do it this late in the season. But not a lot. You didn't do a ton of stuff, right?
No, we do some lights and we have some gravestones that we put up and, you know, just it takes like an hour.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so my neighbors.
Nothing like what you've got going on
in
your
house. I have 3 or 4 neighbors that do so much that I'm with them. They should set up in, I don't know, what's the month before October? Like that's how.
I think it's June.
They really got to set up early in an effort to really allow people to take in.
Right.
The joy that is, I don't know what they've spent.
Thousands.
But it's absolutely in that range.
For me, I'm like, where would I keep all that stuff? As it is, just the few things that we've hung on to. We used to go out a lot more when the kids were little and we'd, you know, have a whole thing going on. But now it's like, we have 4 bins of stuff that we put out every year. And they're just, you know, those big kind of, you get them at the Container Store bins, stackable bins. And they take up so much room in our attic. We don't have a garage. I guess if we had a garage, maybe we'd be able to keep more stuff.
It's a thing.
It seems like you'd almost have to get a storage space for some of the Christmas/Halloween stuff people have.
I've never asked, but I would bet money that's exactly what
really?
They have to do. Yeah, it's too much. It's crazy right. how much stuff. So anyway, but it's great. It sets up, I mean, for me, I benefit. I didn't do any of the work. I didn't spend any of the money.
It looks like you made a real effort.
And the absolute, oh no, not at my house. I'm talking about my neighbors.
Oh.
They're the ones that have done so much and
so
spent
Christina's
so much.
Christina's not at that
she
level.
She hasn't done anything near that. And it's because we're busy.
Yeah.
She works full time.
Yeah.
She's a VP now. So it's a whole new level.
Yay.
Well, I mean, I do like dadding. I'm doing a lot more of that these days.
Yeah. Well, then it's good that you like it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So my first story is very Halloween centered.
Okay. All right.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Not the band.
I figured. It is that time of year.
Have you ever done that?
I have, and I'm not happy to say it. I know.
I'm shocked.
Are you? I was a kid once. It's true. It was just a dumb
did you
kid.
Go around knocking them down or did you use a bat and smash them?
No, we would pick them up off people's porches and smash them and run for it and, you know.
Oh.
But not like a million times or anything. I did feel really bad about it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
I feel bad about it, obviously. But yes, I cannot say that I've never smashed anybody else's pumpkin.
Ah.
I know.
The time I would spend picking out my pumpkin. And if I came home and found it smashed, I would cry.
I know. I'm a bad person. I accept that. I haven't done it in years.
It's funny because
peer pressure.
I've tried to explain this to, and I don't know it's for sure, but I feel like a lot of crimes like this are just an opportunity thing. Like,
yes.
If there it is and no one's around. So I always tell her, like, when she's putting up our little amount of decorations that we have, don't leave a hammer lying around. That's someone walking by, a kid in particular. That's just a crime of opportunity. Like, oh, there's a hammer. Let me pick that up.
Oh, there's a window. Let me smash that.
Like, that's what I think. Yeah. I just believe that. So you don't leave a ladder out in your front yard. That's how people get in the upstairs window. Like, you know, I just.
Yes, that is a good point.
But the pumpkins, you're smashing them
because
they're there.
Like actual neighbors, you know, like people I know and have no problem with, but I'm there with my, you know, friends and everybody dares everybody else. And
A 31-year-old man in Florida named Aaron Thompson destroyed about 80 pumpkins outside of Target.
He went on a rampage.
The smashed pumpkins were worth about $500.
Oh.
80 Pumpkins should be worth more than that, shouldn't it?
I don't know. What do you pay for a pumpkin these days?
I don't know. I didn't go with my wife this year.
Well under $10 then. Okay. If there are 80 pumpkins and they were $10 a piece, that's $800, right?
Police say a security camera caught him picking pumpkins out of the boxes located in front of the store and smashing them to the ground.
Just spiking them.
This happened in the middle of the night at about 1:15 in the morning.
Why is he so mad at pumpkins?
Aaron was caught when he returned to the Target a few days later while they were open.
Oh.
A loss prevention officer pulled him aside.
Oh.
Loss prevention officer.
Is that like the new name for security guard?
I guess so.
I see.
Showed him the footage of the pumpkin smashing and said, "Do you have any idea who this is?" And he responded, "Well, yeah, that's me."
Wow. Good cover, dude.
So the cops were called and he was charged with felony criminal mischief. And when they asked him, "Why did you do this?" He said, "I was just blowing off steam because someone was messing with me on Facebook."
Oh, well, Facebook can get, it's tough on there. Hmm.
80 pumpkins.
So they let him go, right?
No, he's in trouble. But 80 pumpkins seems like more than just blowing off. That's a lot.
I feel like you'd get exhausted at about 7 to 10 pumpkins. Like that would be like, okay, I've worked that. I mean, someone must have been really mean.
And we're, by the way, this guy's 31. Mm. Not 21.
Is he in good shape?
Not 15. Yeah. He's 31 years old and he's walking around at 1 in the morning smashing pumpkins in front of the Target store because of something that happened to him on Facebook.
Yeah.
How much did we say a pumpkin costs?
Probably like maybe $8. It sounds like they were like, I don't know, $6 to $8. Depending. Maybe the really big ones were more. But
how could this be a felony? That's crazy.
Well, what is the price of a
grand?
Oh, is it?
Or maybe it's $1,000.
Maybe it's just $500. Maybe
that's the price they say. The smashed pumpkins were worth $500.
Well, what? And maybe the cleanup itself costs some money. Somebody's got to get out. That's another thing. Somebody's got to get out there and clean that up.
There's our boy.
I feel like if he just pays up and cleans it up,
his eyes are very startling.
He's not. No, he looks normal.
Well, except for that bad hair.
Well,
I kind of like it.
Harry Styles cut the side off on his.
I think, you know.
He's big, like, scared blue eyes. "Oh, I've just been caught for smashing pumpkins."
An angry white man on the internet, if all he's doing is smashing pumpkins, you know, like, that's a win in my book. You know what I mean?
I
saw those eyes. He could do a lot worse.
You know what? He smashed the right item.
80 pumpkins in the middle of the night.
Mm.
Way to defend him.
I just feel like the amount of effort that must go in, like the rage must have just been coursing through his veins. I'm really glad he found those pumpkins and not like a kindergarten class or something.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Well, I'm just saying. He needs something.
How about a fast fact?
You know why I like those. No, I'm fine with that.
The difference between a play in New York's theater district being Broadway, off-Broadway, or off-off-Broadway is the size of the theater. Over 500 seats is Broadway. 100 to 499 is off-Broadway, and 99 or less is off-off-Broadway.
I'm so glad you told us this. I've always wondered. I thought it had to do with the actual theaters. Like, certain theaters are Broadway theaters, which I guess maybe they are, but it's the size.
Broadway. It's the size, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
99 seats or less, off-off-Broadway.
I saw a Blue Man Group in 1996. I think it was off-off-Broadway.
Intimate. There's a little too close. Closer than I want.
I thought their shows were huge.
They eventually were.
Oh,
I had never heard of them before. And I went
early days.
Yeah, I was in Philly and I went up to, I think my brother and sister might have come with me too. We all went up to New York City together and saw Blue Man Group. I'm sure I came back and did the show with you and told you about it.
Well, you were there for a year before I got there.
I was there for 1 year and 1 month and you were there for like 5 months.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever it was, I remember you worked with people before I got there. What was the kid's name? Brian?
Yeah, it was the Sarah Spike and Brian show.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Days In,
yeah,
didn't get its name because you're supposed to stay for days or anything like that. It's named after the founder, Cecil B. Day.
Oh.
Days In.
Days In. That's a, like an economy one, right?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like that's like you see that one from the highway and go, oh my God, a hotel, let's go.
Any place. We just got to stop. America's oldest ally is?
Canada?
Morocco.
Morocco, really?
It became the first nation to recognize the United States in December of 1777.
Wow.
And we've shared an unbroken treaty ever since.
How
Morocco.
Interesting.
I think that's cool.
I know some people who've gone to Morocco. It sounds great.
I would go to Morocco.
Yeah.
They have surf.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we should do a show from there.
Let's go to Morocco. Sounds fantastic. Danae.
Set it up.
Oh, look at she's here.
Yeah. Here she is. We should get her to do a Bridge the Gap one of these days.
For sure.
Yeah.
She'd be good.
She would be. I bet she'll know all the stuff.
The average American spends half their paycheck in the first 48 hours.
Well, now, that makes sense. You've been waiting to get paid to pay your bills.
Right. That's it.
Okay.
I sit down at my computer and I plow through most of the money by sending off the bills.
Yeah.
My brother, Jan, as he's known on this show, because he's the middle brother, he's a guy who used to get his paycheck and go to the bars and go to the strip club. And then he'd come back after a day or two and be like, I had the best time of my life. I'm completely broke and starving, but so much fun.
Oh, my.
And I would think, you must be buying drinks. And yeah, we had so much fun. You can't take
Can't wait for Friday till Jan comes back.
You can't take your paycheck to the bars. Like, yeah. What are you kidding me?
Do you think that he would like say, you know, it lasted until, let's say it lasted Friday and Saturday night. Does it go back on Sunday and go, well, are you going to buy me a?
I don't think so.
Oh.
We grew up with the same dad.
Can I eat just some of these peanuts or do you guys have any?
You don't have money, you don't go places. That's what we were taught.
Mm.
You don't have money? Well, then you don't go.
Right.
Well, what about it? No, you don't go on someone's. You can afford it, then you go.
Mm.
But Bob said he'd pay
all weekend.
That's not what we were taught. Just because you're invited doesn't mean you can go. You got to pay your own way.
Yeah. That is a good rule of thumb.
If you're a true crime fan, you've heard this. They say the first 48 hours are critical in a lot of police investigations.
Yeah.
But there's another criminal thing happening in 48 hours. It's your paycheck disappearing. According to a new report, the average American spends about half their paycheck within the first 48 hours. As we've already suggested, often that's just getting your bills paid.
Yeah.
And most of it goes towards essentials. Half is covering groceries or necessities as soon as you get your check.
Fill up your car.
Paying bills within a week, right. Taking care of major obligations like rent, credit cards. Mm. So if you are feeling that, know that you are not alone. I definitely feel that. I'm usually refreshing my bank account on Thursday night to see that it dropped. Like I'm logged in and I'm like, refresh. Oh, there it is. Phew. I know what I have to work with. Let's go. And then I sort it all out.
Do math.
And I sleep much better.
Well, that you just Thursday want to cross night, those things
it's done.
Off your
right,
list.
Exactly right. It's done. Over it. Okay.
I paid my way.
An exciting new snack. It's called Booger Candy.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. What else is exciting about it besides the name?
It isn't made with real boogers.
Oh, that's too bad.
But it looks like boogers, and kids love it. There's varying shapes and shades of brown, green, and yellow.
Mm. Yuck. So is this what kids who eat their boogers are going to be, pretending like they just carry around an empty package of that? If somebody catches them, they just go, oh, I'm eating booger candy.
Let me see if I can get this refreshed for you. Booger, oh, there it is.
They're called Booger Bites?
Booger Bites. That's it right there. Bright pink box with what looks like green boogers on the front. Kids love stuff like
sweet
this.
Sweet and salty gummies.
Wait, they're called Boogie Bites.
Oh, sorry. Boogie Bites.
Can I see?
Yes.
Didn't it say Boogie Bites?
It does.
It does say Boogie Bites.
That's so different.
No, it is. It's the same thing.
No, oh, I was thinking like boogie like
no,
dance.
No. They are boogers. Absolutely. Oh.
So they're supposed to look
like
boogers?
In fact, their post says, if anyone knows Nose Nugs.
Nose Nugs, yeah. That sounds like a booger.
It's booger candy. Not real boogers, but made to look like that to satisfy
whatever
even the hungriest child in the world. 800-400-3697 is our text number. Maddie's sick today, but Bob's on the show.
Me and my friends during Christmas would steal baby Jesus from the nativity scenes. We lived in the suburbs and had nothing else to do. It was so fun. I regret nothing.
Oh.
Okay.
So
that's
did you have
fine.
Like a,
that's victimless.
A,
that's
a cellar full of little baby Jesus figurines. That's actually, I mean, that's risking the wrath of God. When I was a kid, I was like kind of scared of God, you know, before I knew stuff. And I would not have done that. Smashing a pumpkin's one thing. Stealing the baby Jesus, I really feel like I would have been in fear for my eternal soul.
408 says, have you guys mentioned that Dia de los Muertos has started?
Oh.
It's where we celebrate our deceased. They say animals, but I think it's
I
all
thought it was
dead.
Just one day on the first.
We do it on the first.
Okay.
We put up pictures like my aunt Loretta and Richard, her stepdad. We put pictures up and we celebrate their memories. But I don't know. I didn't know it was, you know.
I thought it was just a day.
Multiple days event.
Day of the Dead.
But that's great.
Cool. I'm sure there's a lot of celebrations this weekend.
I think the answer to the question is, no, we didn't know.
Mm. Thanks for telling us.
Mm-hmm. Happy celebrating. And this person says they bought two pumpkins at Target for $3.29 each. So I'm doing the math. I'm not seeing how that's adding up to a grand. 80 pumpkins.
Yeah. Well, it was 500, not a grand.
Oh, 500. Is that a felony? Also, isn't a felony
really hung up on
mischief? Yeah. That seems like an oxymoron. Like, isn't mischief like trivial?
Well, I guess they just need to classify each crime. What are you going to call that? Just like, well, I guess it's destruction of property in a mischievous way. I don't really
now
know.
You're making me look it up.
Don't worry, it's okay.
And 415 says paycheck equals Costco run.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, we blow through that thing almost right away.
Yeah. The Costco run is always something that you know, you kind of dread it because it does not seem to matter how many things you buy or how full or empty your cart is. It will always cost you hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always a surprise. Like, how did I? What did I? That seems sus. Tickets to the Disneyland. Oh, God.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, I wonder if Taylor Swift is still ruling the charts. Huh, what's happening with that?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.